Blackstone Audio presents The 4% Universe, Dark Matter, Dark Energy, and the Race to Discover the Rest of Reality by Richard Panik. For Meg, with love.
I know, said Nick.
You don't know, said his father. Ernest Hemingway. Prologue. The time had come to look inside the box. On November 5, 2009, scientists at 16 institutions around the world took their seats before their computer screens and waited for the show to begin. Two software programs being run by two graduate students, one at the University of Minnesota, the other at the California Institute of Technology, simultaneously. For 15 minutes, the two scripts would sort through data that had been collecting far underground in a long-abandoned iron mine in northern Minnesota. Over the past year, 30 ultra-sensitive detectors, deep freeze cavities the size of refrigerators, shielded from stray cosmic rays by half a mile of bedrock and snug blankets of lead, their interiors cooled almost to absolute zero, each interior harboring a heart of germanium atoms, had been looking for a particular piece of the universe. The data from that search had sped from the detectors to off-site computers where, following the protocol of a blind analysis, it remained in a box, out of sight. Just after 9 a.m. Central Time, the unblinding party began. Jody Cooley watched on the screen in her office at Southern Methodist University. As the coordinator of data analysis for the experiment, she had made sure that researchers wrote the two scripts separately.